Is your first name Jeff?
Yes.
Are you currently in Illinois?
Yes.
District number 12?
Yes.
Are you now a member of any group that advocates the violent overthrow of the United States government?
No.
Is your first name Jeff?
Yes.
Do you work for the National Security Agency?
Yes.
Have you ever discussed confidential materials with individuals not employed with the National Security Agency?
No.
Did you pick the number 8?
No.
Have you ever removed confidential materials from the workplace?
No.
Did you pick the number 12?
Yes.
Are you currently in communication with any foreign national?
It's not baby blue's soul, it's boy's soul.
So Mac thinks it is, not what it is.
What is it, Del?
It's both, first chorus and second.
You gotta pay the troll toll if you wanna get into that boy's soul.
Shut up, Jay.
Anything going on?
Carrie's on with Clark. They're worried about Alicia.
She's still in bed?
Yeah.
Do you want me to call her?
Alicia? No. She just needs a little time. What's wrong?
Well, I was just talking to...
Sorry, Clark, I can't hear you.
I'm at Lockhart Gardner, and I can't... Hello. I was here about the joint client agreement, and Diane Lockhart just asked me when we were coming in to discuss the merger.
Merger?
Yes, are we merging with Lockhart Gardner?
I think this is something coming from Alicia.
They want our clients, Carrie. They don't want us. If we merge, they will squeeze us out.
We're the small fish. They're the big.
I know. Let me talk to Alicia.
You...
Go ahead.
I don't want to be the one saying this.
And you must understand, I'm speaking purely about the bottom line.
We have to make decisions without Alicia.
Yes, clearly she is having some difficulties. You are a co-managing partner. In her absence, it's within your rights. Yes.
Did they add questions to your last test?
What?
Your last lie detector test. Did they add any other questions?
I don't know. I guess. They always do.
Why? What questions? Nothing. They just usually keep it to the same 20 questions.
But they added one? What was it?
Did you take any confidential materials home?
Yeah, they're worried about the next Snowden.
Shut up, Jay.
No, he's right. Someone in this office has been leaking information to the press.
How do you know that?
IP addresses or something. That's why they're developing the lie detector tests.
Are you worried?
No. No, it's just more crap.
You know what you gotta do?
What?
You gotta fight for your right to masturbate.
I have another legal problem.
Finn?
Yeah, they told me you were at home.
I am. I'm hanging out now.
They've taken my computer.
Who has?
I don't know. I returned from court, and I'm staring at a computer that looks like mine, but they stuck the post-it notes in the wrong places.
Well, what was on it?
Everything.
Anything that can hurt you?
I don't think so, but... does have my notes for the Jeffrey Graham prosecution.
Okay, let me talk to the state's attorney.
I'd rather do it.
No, you need a lawyer. Don't be your own lawyer.
You know, they did ask me a new question.
What?
On the lie detector test, they asked me a new question.
What?
Did I know any coworker who took confidential materials home?
And what'd you say?
I said no. Was that wrong?
No.
I was under the impression Alicia was a named partner.
Yes, and there's an August to her floor.
Who's that?
Carrie, please, it was a casual
Carrie,
conversation. I wasn't
talking about the merger.
Why wasn't I brought into the loop?
Sounds
Diane,
different.
Diane, let me be very clear about something. Alicia doesn't control this firm. It's both of ours.
Then consider it, Carrie. A merger would benefit both of us.
No, it would benefit you. You're overextended.
We are both overextended.
No, we're a startup. Our natural state is to be overextended. You are mismanaged.
Wow.
Yeah, he's kicking ass.
Now, all I'm saying is we need a 3-year guarantee of untouched Chomom revenues.
We'll give you 1 year.
Diane, I'm not negotiating. I'm stating.
I have to go. Talk to Alicia. I mean, see what she wants.
Well, Alicia's out sick, and I'm making the decisions in the meantime.
Good to know.
So, are we merging or what?
We need to do something. I've been in the New York office. We need more Chicago support.
Actually, I've had a change of heart. I think we should hold off on any merger talk.
Really?
Florigago is not coming together?
I think we should take some time before we make such a big decision.
I would tend to agree.
Well, when you argued so passionately about a merger, Diane, I made a couple of calls and discovered a possible suitor. Don't you want to know who?
Hello, I'm Lewis Canning. I know some of you, and some of you I want to get to know. Diane. First things first, these movements you see are from a neurological disorder I suffer from called tardive dyskinesia.
Well, we don't discriminate here. If people vote against our merger, I'm sure it'll be for other reasons than your disorder.
I want to say how much I respected Will Gardner. In fact, I'm a bit overwhelmed just sitting this far from his office. I'm sure he's smiling down at us and saying, don't make any dumb decisions.
Dear God, are you really thinking of putting the fox in charge?
I am, just because he has a condition.
He bankrupted us. Remember, we went to bankruptcy court because of him.
Dan, I know we've been on opposite sides with other cases, but I'm sincere when I say I need what you have. And you need what I have.
What do you have?
Infrastructure in New York and L.A.
Don't reveal all your crime scene photos at once. The jury will become immune. The truth must dazzle gradually, else every man be blind. Mrs. Flark, come on in. Then deliberately hand the photos to the jury. You want them to touch them and feel responsible for them
in order to encourage the defendant to accept the plea bargain.
Go forth and do likewise.
It's a double homicide on 51st.
So, am I a disappointment to your husband?
What? No?
Just I'm having trouble getting him on the phone.
Well, he's busy.
Are you okay?
Yes, may I sit down?
Yeah, of course. Would you like some water?
No. Why did you take Finn Palmer's computer?
Did I take Finn Palmer's computer?
Finn Palmer's computer was taken and he works for you.
Well, there's a disciplinary panel established by my predecessor, your husband, the Internal Standards Unit. It is investigating Finn's case.
Well, if you're talking about the Jeffrey Grant prosecution, we are.
No. It's all Finn's cases.
Tundra, do you remember the shirt that spilled juice on it?
He's just sitting at your desk. He won't talk to me.
No.
This is Cariagos. You can tell him.
Hey, what do you need?
Hello? I need a lawyer.
For the NSA?
I'm an independent contractor.
For the NSA?
Yes.
And that's all you can tell us?
I think I'm in trouble. I need legal advice.
What kind of trouble?
I took up a flash drive from work, and I uploaded something to my home computer.
Okay, what was on it?
A Valentine for my sister's kids. I drew it up at work, but there were some confidential things on the flash drive, too, and they're asking questions about it.
There?
My system admin. We get weekly lie detector tests. They're asking if anything confidential went home.
Alicia?
Hello.
The NSA is no joke. You can't talk on the phone or email or text about me or anything to do with me.
We use burners, and we change them up every 3 days.
No, you can't use any phones. I'm serious.
Why are they listening to us?
No.
Then what are you worried about?
Every call you make, every text, every email any of us makes, it's sucked up and stored by the NSA until it serves some later purpose. There are word searches that can pop my name or my circumstances up to the top.
Okay, give us a day to discuss strategy.
Actually, we need to discuss this.
No, we don't.
Why can't you tell them you took the flash drive home accidentally?
Everyone is worried about the next Snowden. They won't believe me. I don't want to disappear one night.
Okay. Come by tomorrow, this time.
What happened to discussing cases?
We've had to make decisions while you were out.
We can't take on any cases involving the U.S. government.
We did at Lockhart Gardner.
Yes, and when we're as big as Lockhart Gardner...
You want to get involved.
Alicia Florek.
Alicia, how are you?
Mr. Canning?
That's right, I just called you again.
Is there something you need?
Well, come to think of it, yes, I need my client back.
Your client?
Which one is your client?
Chum Hum.
What's this about, Mr. Canning?
Well, that's right, you haven't heard.
My firm is merging with Lockhart Gardner.
We're Lockhart Gardner Canning now. We decided to keep Willow's name.
It was a nice gesture, don't you think? Sorry, I lost my pen. I almost got it. Almost. No, again, I'm sorry. Would you mind?
Sure.
Yes. Getting used to my new surroundings. You got it?
No.
Ah, my hero.
You needed something?
Is that Wills?
Why don't I come back later?
Wait. Look, I know he's your friend, and I know you'd hate I'm here, but I'm going to have to take over Will's last 20 cases, and I need everything you got. No. The real information. The state of all investigations, total resulting costs, bad facts, good facts. I need everything you got. And I'm your boss now. I need your help. Please. Great. Last 20 cases. Going back to July. I need everything that he sent out to New York or L.A.
Okay.
I know it's your instinct to run back to Diane and tell her everything I just asked for, and my guess is it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference if I told you it was confidential, so it's not. But you're going to have to learn to trust me real quick. I'm the new Will.
You're not the new Will.
So we discussed it, and we have a plan.
You need to be a whistleblower.
You're not protected if you took home the flash drive accidentally, but you are protected if you took the flash drive home due to wrongdoing.
What wrongdoing?
Well, that's the question.
Have you seen any wrongdoing? No, seriously.
We have something worked out for you, but you have to do exactly what we say. Okay, first you go back to work, and you act like it's a normal day.
It's a new one.
Russian car crash video?
Yeah.
Owls?
No, Man with Machete.
I've seen...
Not this one. It goes on like that for a mile.
God, I love Russians.
You'll sit. And then when they tell you to take the lie detector test, you go. And you answer honestly.
About everything?
Yes. Is your first name Jeff?
Yes.
Did you pick the number 4?
Yes.
Have you ever removed confidential materials from the workplace?
Yes.
Are you currently in Illinois?
Yes.
And then you lay the groundwork for your defense.
What?
Do you know what Freund is doing?
Huh?
Freund, our system admin, do you know what he's doing?
Probably nothing.
No, he's checking up on his ex-wife. He's taking her calls out of the bit bucket.
So?
I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
They won't think it's wrongdoing. That's why you go to the office of the general counsel.
Yes?
And this is what you say.
I work as an independent contractor for the NSA, and I want to report wrongdoing within the company.
I'm sorry?
Before I go further, this report must remain confidential, and there can be no repercussions for me.
That's true.
On multiple occasions, I have observed my supervisor monitoring his ex-wife's calls and emails.
And then it'll no longer be about your suspicious removal of a flash drive.
You removed it because you're a whistleblower. That protects you.
And that's it.
Yep. You go back to your workstation, you relax.
That's odd. Kerry August just mentioned the NSA.
In what context?
I can't tell. He's in the background.
Background what?
Clark Hayden had his phone on speaker. Kerry was passing by talking to someone, and he said something about the NSA.
Maybe they're suing us again.
Shut up, Kerry. Let me hear
it. You have to look for a way to hand off non-billable tasks. That's the value problem.
What? I couldn't hear anything. Turn it up.
Have to look for a way to hand off non-billable tasks. That's the value proposition of support staff.
That's it.
Huh. It's probably nothing. I just read something online or something.
Jeff, do you have a minute?
Sure.
You said Mr. Freund was using surveillance facilities to follow his ex-wife?
That's right.
You're accusing me of what?
Well, thank you for meeting me.
No problem.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy.
Yeah?
You're the devil.
That's why you need me. How can you be an angel if you don't want me to be the devil?
That makes no sense.
Your partner Will cut some corners. Now, I'm not criticizing because you don't like doing the dirty work that you didn't want to do. He was the one,
Mr. Canning. You're in his office. You're taking his cases. What more do you want?
I want your respect.
Martini?
I'm not the same as I was, Dan. I've changed.
Good for you.
You're fighting me. It's not going to work if you're fighting me.
Said the rapist to his prey.
That's incredibly offensive.
Mr. Canning, if you really want my respect, then stop playing games. Stop treating me like I'm one of your marks. Just talk. Use words to communicate your needs and desires.
I want a home. I've been drifting, and I need a place to call my own. This is that place.
Okay.
Come on in. We're ready.
Finn has exercised his right to have his lawyer in the session.
And you're welcome, Mrs. Florek.
I didn't realize the state's attorney was part of the unit.
I appointed him. Good to see you, Jimmy.
Finn.
Mr. Pulmar and I have taken the liberty to explain in depth any questions that you might have about his prosecutions with the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. This is a summary of the evidence and how much he worked with Mr. Castro on each defense.
Prosecutions.
Thank you. And does this cover the detention order?
Excuse me?
Finn's detention orders in these cases.
We were told this was about the four prosecutions.
Three prosecutions.
Yes. Right. Three. This was not about Jeffrey Grant.
Yes. But it's about the detentions in his cases. What does this inscription here mean? Jen Den.
You know what it means.
I know it usually means general detention. Transferring a defendant into the general population with other criminals.
To encourage a defendant to accept a plea bargain.
That is standard operating procedure.
Will Gardner was shot and killed by Jeffrey Grant. Jeffrey Grant grabbed a gun because he was being intimidated and harassed in General Pop.
You put him there, Finn.
He's right, I did it, man. did it. I transferred him to general population. And that's why he killed Will.
I need you to take a case for me.
Which one?
Finn Palmore.
Why?
I'm not in a position to defend him anymore.
Would you excuse me? Mr. Dellinger.
I've been suspended.
You have? You can't be.
The system admin was in the meeting and accused me of spying on him.
They can't be doing that.
They rolled my security status to a red badge, and you can't be saying NSA anywhere. It was picked up on a speakerphone.
We've been very careful.
They've assigned me a new office. I count styrofoam cups all day. I need to get my job
okay.
back.
We'll file a discrimination suit against the NSA. I think it's best to handle this as a common workplace issue.
How did you know that?
How did I know what?
How did you know that someone picked up NSA from Clark's speakerphone?
No, I said it could be picked up on his speakerphone.
No, you said it was.
Then I made a mistake.
Hello, it's Alicia. Mom, I need to tell you who's in our conference room right now.
What?
You can't be listening to us, aren't you? Tell me, or I swear to God, I will say your name. Guess who's here needing a lawyer?
Mom, are you all right?
Okay, yes, you're worth listening. Just hang up.
I'll talk to you later, Grace. Tell us everything, now.
He can't break confidentiality, or is it email?
Wait! Why us?
It's not you. It's not personal.
Of course it's personal.
Right. There was a FISA warrant.
But why? What did we do?
No, it's not what you did. You had a client, Danny Marwa.
Oh, dear God. Are you friggin' kidding me?
The translator Lockhart Gardner?
He is not a terrorist.
Well, he's a terrorist sympathizer, and you're the wife of the governor.
So why are you listening?
Wait a minute. You're listening to Peter?
It's a three-hop warrant. We're not intentionally...
A three-hop? So it's not just us. It's anyone we talk to and anyone they talk to?
No.
Then what?
It's anyone you talk to. It's three hops from you.
Get everybody off their phones. Hey, no phones. Get people off their computers.
Don't listen. Use this. Pen and paper.
Hello?
Alicia, I just wanted to...
Eli, I was just on my way to your office.
Oh, that's okay. It's only taking a second.
No, I'm on my way. I'll see you in a minute.
Alicia, I was hoping to get those files for Mr. Palmore's case.
No, I decided to stay on it. Can you ask Robin to get whatever she can from the state's attorney's office's correspondence?
State's attorney's office... Okay, sounds good.
Alicia, you didn't have to. It was just a quick call.
You can't use your phones anymore.
What?
You can't call me on the phone anymore.
Why?
Let's go into your office.
Hello?
Hi.
Alicia was just saying we can't call her.
The NSA is listening to us.
How do you know this?
I can't say, but I believe the information is good.
When did they start listening?
Before you were elected.
We discussed the ballot box investigation.
Eli, if you're going to discuss this, I should go. I don't want to be subpoenaed.
Thank you, Alicia. Do you believe it?
I don't know. There's a lot of paranoia.
that going around these days.
Who's our newest intern?
Why? Adam, the guy with the beard.
Adam? Do you mind if I borrow your cell phone? Senator, Peter Floor.
Peter.
How are you?
State or federal?
Good.
Senator, the reason I'm calling is about this NSA surveillance.
Yeah, that bastard Snowden. The public doesn't get why it's necessary.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm with the public on this one because I've heard a rumor that I've been targeted by the NSA.
What?
Yeah, my wife and her law firm also.
No, they don't go after governors. It's too much downside.
Well, listen, Bill, I know you're with the Senate Intelligence Committee, and could you just check around for me?
Sure. I'll look into it.
Great. Thanks.
You think he'll tell the truth?
No.
Okay. Is there something I should know about you and Alicia?
No.
You're a monosyllabic these days.
Yeah.
And in the 3 years as a supervisor, have you ever given Mr. Dillinger a negative work evaluation?
Yes. This week.
And before that?
No.
And was this negative evaluation this week after you reported wrongdoing to NSA General Counsel Roger Garber?
Objection, Your Honor.
You don't have to object. Think of this more as a workplace mediation than a court of law.
Okay. I disagree with the counselor's question. An answer would violate the state secrets.
I'm not asking for any details regarding NSA programs. My question addresses the personal retaliation and subsequent demotion my client suffered under Mr. Froines.
It concerns the content of an official meeting between Mr. Froines and myself, which is protected by the State Secrets Act.
I can see how that meeting should be protected, sustained, or please don't ask that question.
Mr. Froines, have you ever asked my client to monitor specific targets?
Again, state secrets, Your Honor.
About NSA surveillance. Okay, next question.
Mr. Froines, have you ever assigned my client to a task? Any task?
Yes.
And was one of these tasks to monitor the personal communications of Karen Froines, your ex-wife?
That is definitely state secrets, Your Honor.
Oh, my God. Is this how it's going to be?
The defense is trying to end around.
It's enough. Thank you. Find a more fruitful path, counselor.
What is your background?
My background is Irish. What?
Anything else?
Mr. Argos, anything else?
In a moment, Your Honor. What are you thinking?
Clark Hayden, Your Honor, if the NSA refuses to be forthcoming about my client's wrongful demotion, we will be forced to file a civil rights claim in federal court.
Oh, what grounds?
This was an act of discrimination against a man from a protected class.
What?
Mr. Dellinger, what nationality are you?
Irish, Dutch, and Cherokee.
Oh, come on. How much Cherokee?
This nation has anti-discrimination laws in place to protect citizens like my client, a proud descendant of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma.
This is absurd. That claim is an obvious pretext that Mr. Dellinger will surely lose.
Maybe so, but even pretextual cases become a part of the record.
You know, the public record. The record open to the public.
Your Honor, we ask for a recess.
Granted. Alicia Florek.
Florek. My goodness, you sound different. I expect to get your secretary.
Oh, no, it's just me, Mr. Canning, at your command.
Well, I'll come in, then. I was surprised to learn that you're being sued for $6 million.
Malpractice suit from when you worked here.
Going through the files, are you?
You'd be surprised what you can find there. I'd like to make a peace offering.
Lockhart, Gardner, and Canning are willing to assume a portion of that $6 million liability.
In exchange for?
Lessening your firm's chum-hum burden?
Our burden?
I hate to say it, but...
Chumham needs the resources of a national firm like LG&C.
Mr. Canning, what do you think of Al-Qaeda?
What do I think of Al-Qaeda?
Yes.
They're a terrorist organization. Why?
I just wanted to know what Lewis Canning thought.
Hey, I just got 5 alerts on one call. Who is it? Someone new. Lewis Canning talking to Alicia.
What do I think of NSA? I don't know. I've always been kind of a libertarian.
Ayn Rand and all that.
She's an underappreciated writer. So, no, I'm not...
Well, thank you for calling me back, Senator.
No problem, Peter. I got to keep my golfing buddy happy.
Tell me I'm not being tapped and I'll be happy.
Hey, look, I have a direct line to the offices in Illinois and I talk to all the people out there and they say you're in the clear.
Oh, good. I'm relieved. I was a little worried there.
Hey, the new normal makes us all nervous, but you're good. And so is your wife.
Well, thank you again. Listen, about that Westgate construction site that we were talking about on the 8th hole, there are a few things I wanted to settle.
A few? What? Peter, I...
The Westgate construction site. Remember, we agreed to delay discussion on compensation. I thought we should talk about that now.
No. I don't think... Look, I'm coming out there in a few weeks. Why don't we discuss it then, okay?
No. I think now's a better time for me. I think we agreed to an equal split, unless you've changed your mind.
Peter, that was just between you and me.
And it is between you and me. Now. On the phone.
No, I...
How is the Westgate District doing for you? For me?
Peter, stop. You've made your point.
No. My point is, I want them to stop listening to me in my office. I want them to stop listening to my wife's law office. For the next 5 months, I'm going to call my wife's office twice a week to discuss the Westgate construction site. So if you don't want to be in the papers, I would strongly suggest that you use your considerable influence with the NSA to take us off any lists that we are on. Do you understand me? Bill, do you understand me?
This guy Freund, Chuck Freund, out of the Illinois office, he's the one driving this.
Get me his contact info.
It won't make a difference calling him.
Let me deal with that. Just get me his contact info.
I am not worthy. I am not worthy.
Your Honor, my client's home was raided last night due to the filing of a DOJ crimes report.
A raid that proved fruitful, Your Honor. We recovered a classified document in his desk drawer.
Your Honor, I can't be sure since I have not been given a copy of this evidence.
Implicit in the word classified is the idea it can't be destroyed.
But it is our understanding the document in question is a meeting schedule. That's all. It was not classified when it was given to Mr. Dellinger or when he took it home.
The NSA retroactively classified it because the raid failed to produce the evidence they were hoping to find.
On the contrary, Your Honor, the raid produced this classified document.
It wasn't classified until 12 hours ago. This is the exact definition of ex post facto law.
Your Honor, I would like to call our client to testify to the innocuous contents of this document.
Objection. Or whatever. I disagree. The Classified Information Procedures Act prevents a criminal defendant from disclosing classified information.
Then I would ask Your Honor to review the contents of the document.
Actually,
in the camp.
Your Honor, you don't have the necessary security clearance to review the document.
I'm sorry?
You and Mr. Hayden and Mr. Agos must apply for clearance and be vetted if we are to go forward.
I can't look at it?
I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot.
It's a list of meetings and times, Your Honor.
Okay, then. I will apply for security clearance, as I assume you will as well, Mr. Hayden, Mr. Agos.
We will, Your Honor.
And when it is granted, we may proceed. Glenda, can you come in for a sec? Have a seat. Can I ask you a question? Do you like working here?
I do.
So I was looking at your employment record, and I noticed you chose not to sign a contract. You dislike being a free agent? You don't like to be tied down?
Yeah.
But you've been here a long time, so clearly you like it. You must be happy. I mean, certainly we pay you enough.
I am happy. If I were unhappy, then I wouldn't be here.
Well, there's a coincidence, because if I was unhappy, you wouldn't be here. You can't work for Diane and work for the firm.
Well, Diane's a managing partner.
Yes, but if you work for her exclusively, then feed her information that I discussed with you, then let her pay you, then we'll sue you for return of employee compensation. I mean, try me if you think I won't. Diane doesn't have the votes. I have the votes. Do you think I'd be here if I didn't?
What do you want, Lewis?
I want to know what Diane wants you to do.
Pretend to be close to you. Find out whether you're pushing her out.
Tell her I'm not.
seem happier.
I had a good night's sleep.
Mrs. Florek, now that you've arrived, we can begin. I assume you've had sufficient time to consult with Mr. Pomar?
Yes, thank you. And I have a few questions for you, Mr. Castro.
For me?
Yes.
By all means.
Mr. Castro, did you ever use the term gen-den yourself in any text or memo to staff?
Gen-den meaning general detention?
Yes.
No, it's not part of the culture of my office.
So it's not a term or practice you yourself use?
That's correct.
Is this a cross-examination of the state's attorney?
It's okay. Happy to answer.
I took the liberty of having some slides loaded. Mr. Castro, you sent my client a text on March 16th of this year that says, is Jeffrey Grant GD?
Yes, I can see.
Can you tell the panel what you meant by this text? Perhaps you overlooked the fact that you have used the term.
No, GD is not the term.
I see. So what did you mean by GD?
Is the prosecutor sufficiently prepared to take the defendant down to first degree? Going down.
I see. Thank you for the correction.
No problem.
So in this text, you write on April 6th, I can't wait to GD on Baptiste. What fun. You were saying, I can't wait to go down on Baptiste. What fun?
No, that's not what I meant. What I meant was I can't wait to take him down.
By going down on him?
No, that's not... You're misinterpreting my words.
Sir, you use GD to mean general detention, as everyone in this room well knows. And to act as though Finn Polmar's behavior is any different from your own is simple hypocrisy.
No, you were trying to scapegoat here, and then...
Excuse me. Placing defendants in general population was a tactic used by the state's attorney's office to soften up defendants for a plea bargain. You know this, Matan. You used it. So it is the height of scapegoating to blame Finn Polmar for this. And it is almost criminal to blame him for Jeffrey Grant's actions. He did what any prosecutor in this room would do. And you know this.
You woke up, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It's time to kick some ass. We know what you're up to, Mr. Canning.
Oh?
And we wanted to thank you. Will was anxious to expand. He was aggressive, and the firm purchases that he didn't tell us about left us vulnerable.
Yeah, but that was quite a surprise.
How did you manage to undo the deals?
Well, the firms that Will bought both represent the third and sixth largest pharmaceutical companies in the country. Luckily for us, I represent the largest.
So the clients conflict?
Yeah, faced with the prospect of firing their biggest clients, they were both surprisingly amenable to reconsidering the purchases.
And the sports firm in L.A.?
Well, there's no conflict there. I don't represent anybody in sports law, do you?
No.
Well, you do now. It seemed like a good idea to keep him. It's a growing field.
Well, it meant a lot to Will. Thank you.
I'm happy to help. You know, you two are overthinking this. This hidden agenda that you keep looking for, that there isn't one.
Well, your track record is a thing that's hard to get past.
That was before. It was the olden days. I'm your partner now. I may be a scumbag, but... Hey, I'm your scumbag.
No, you have the wrong number. Yeah, how'd you get this? No, I don't have a car for sale. Freund's. Excuse me, where'd you get this number? No, I don't have a car. There has been some mistake.
Is
your first name Charles?
Yes.
Are you in Illinois?
Yes.
Are you now a member of any group that advocates the violent overthrow of the United States government?
No.
Have you ever been contacted by any group that advocates the violent overthrow of the United States government?
No.
Administrative leave? Why? What did I do?
Probably nothing. Just administrative.
Is this about these calls?
What calls?
5 calls. Asking me about a car. I don't know anything about them.
Well, let's talk about what you do know.
Nothing. I've been pranked. That's all.
Okay. Let's take the calls one at a time. Who is Bilal al-Dawoodi?
Got some good news for you, Mr. Dillinger. Government's dropping their case against you. You can go back to work.
I left you a message on your cell, too. Call me back on either one.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't Bell. No way. What?
He's not coming back.
How do you know?
Shut up, Jay.
Hans told me.
Hans? I thought Hans was the leaker.
What? Where did you get that?
I don't know. I heard he went to Reykjavik.
Bell? But he hates the cult.
Iceland has the hottest women of anywhere.
You're thinking of Sweden.
No, Iceland. It's a known fact. Bjork is from Iceland.
The floor tap is over. Done. File your summaries and close it down. We need ears on Gregorio Valencia, Dearborn, Michigan, 31, recently married.
Hey.
Hello. Nice work.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd think the NSA would know better than to be spying on a governor and his family, but, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, since you're here, I thought we'd go over a few things. There is a fundraising dinner for May 17th. And then there's the July 4th gala.
What time on the 17th? Grace is cooking dinner for her class. It sounds elaborate.
It'll be 6 o'clock.
Okay, I'll see if anyone can stop by.
And then dinner with the Canadian ambassador on August 10th. And then on September 4th, I have a Democratic Committee fundraiser at the Chicago Cultural Center.
The Sunday before, August 31st, I have a plant dinner with James Paisley and his wife.
Sunday? Yeah, I can be there. The last week of September, Eli has a schedule for a profile in Sin. I can do that.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.